P-7. RMXT parking lot, Manhattan, New York. Leisha, is there anything I can say to talk you out of this? Godfrey asked. I like Billy, don't get me wrong, but two worlds need you. Leisha looked at him blankly. I made a promise. There's no decision to make other than what to do with Tara and Piper before I return to New Kerguelen with Melly. Could you take us all to Phil's? Emma asked. Not me, Godfrey said, pointing upwards. The iron is hot. Actually, Leisha, would you be okay taking them somewhere, just for now? Clark grinned slightly, not knowing quite where Godfrey was going, but liking the tone of his voice. I propose we give the police everything, Godfrey said. Walker's documents, Timo's prior research, the phone records Chip managed to access, even Phil's footage. To be clear, we give them a copy of everything and hold on to it all ourselves, too. If they try to let anyone off for what we deem political reasons, we can and will raise it. This is better than anonymously leaking all the files in case Walker was wrong on any parts that could ruin an innocent life or two, like we discussed. But as for tonight, we can't just let them go and wait for their later arrests. They sent two men to the house just last night, armed. Totally, Clark nodded. If anyone thinks I'm letting those scumbags walk away tonight, they're insane. It would be like those James Bond bad guys who always leave him a little way out, you know? When you have someone who's a threat, you seal them in good and tight. Emma sighed uneasily.
I agree, but they're not legally guilty of anything until it's proven. The police aren't going to detain them based on something we say, because even though we are us, they are them. She's the president. I mean, I have an idea, Godfrey said. I'll take all of the responsibility, but it handles a few problems at once. These police might not detain them, but I have a feeling the Turks might.
Turks? Dan asked. Without smiling, Emma nodded.
Leisha, can you bring them down and let us out? Then make a new force field, but not a sonic one, just to keep us all penned in? I want the cameras to hear.
The alien obliged, and things kept moving at this suddenly rapid pace. We were all set to share information that implicates John Cole, Jan Geller, and Valerie Slater in some very serious, well, let's just call it misbehavior for now, William Godfrey loudly and authoritatively announced to the watching reporters. The trio of villains, aware of how little bargaining power they had in the face of Leisha's clearly exhibited uplift powers, could only listen in dejected acceptance. The evidence we have will be passed to the police, but in the meantime, I am not willing to risk letting them walk free, Godfrey went on. I am making this decision, and I will take full legal responsibility for it in the confidence that I will be vindicated within days at most, and more likely hours. Leisha, please seize these criminals and take them to a safe holding location. I hear Turkey has some good prison capacity.
Clark held out a phone, showing Leisha a satellite image of the jail where Billy and Masoud had been kept. After the fate Masoud had faced on Cole's orders, and how it had gone down in Turkey, the irony was as appropriate as it was thick.
Their responsibility for Masoud Demir's death will be proven before long, Godfrey insisted. But we already have more than enough evidence of plenty of other things. They won't be harmed, the Turkish police will be gentle, but believe me, the game is over.
I'll cooperate, Valerie Slater blurted out, stepping forward and away from Cole and Geller. William, please, I'll stay in voluntary custody here until you're all satisfied. Just please, don't do this to me. I'm not with them in the ways you might think I am. Please.
Just as both Dan and Emma were ready to step in to agree with Slater's suggestion, not out of forgiveness, but rather out of pity, Godfrey did it for them. Very publicly, she had humbled herself, more or less humiliated herself. No one wanted to see any more begging, and all members of the group knew that Slater really was the least bad of the three, and likely knew least about what the others were up to, as well as how deep their connections went. Her career was over, make no mistake, but William Godfrey took little glee in that right now. You made some truly terrible decisions, he said.
the tone sounding more like that of a man justifying his stance rather than seeking to gloat.
And Valerie, if you fly with the crows, you get shot with the crows.
President Slater could only sigh, her defiance gone and her political spirit broken. She then turned to Emma.
I'm sorry, she said. There are things I didn't know were going to happen.
Emma was neither angry nor gloating, and neither magnanimous nor forgiving as she set off towards Dan and Leisha, ready to leave.
I know you're sorry, she replied to her nation's outgoing president.
So am I.
10 seconds later, the two remorseless villains were gone, and Clark was handlessly leading Slater to a pair of waiting police officers while Godfrey followed.
I plan to keep her in my sight, Clark said, because she is going to custody. You heard her.
I am, Slater confirmed as the officers nodded. I'll cooperate with everything.
It wasn't going to be this straightforward for the police, with Secret Service agents already moving in even as Clark studied the officers' faces, but there really was no way out for Slater after how fully she had just humbled herself in front of the world's cameras. With that in mind, and with Emma's full agreement, Clark decided that staying was unnecessary. Slater was no real threat in the vindictive way a Luce Cole or Geller would be, and never truly had been, but now she was barely a shadow of her former self. In any event, Godfrey was on the scene and Clark now trusted him like a brother. This would have seemed beyond the realm of fantasy, let alone possibility, just a month or even a week earlier, but the ICA chairman had proven his personal loyalty time and again of late, most recently when he genuinely tried to apply a red deep dive telepathy patch at great personal risk. Clark shook Godfrey's hand warmly and firmly before turning to set off. The ever-efficient Leisha was back before Clark reached Dan and Emma, with Piper and Tara in place of Cole and Geller. Not a bad swap, as far as Clark was concerned. The group reunited with warm embraces, but the rapid flashes then continued, thick and fast, with the final one taking them all back to Phil Norris's farmhouse. For now, at least, their work was done. On the other side of one gate, however, the peerless and fearless Leisha was all set to leap through another in a promise-keeping effort to leave no man behind. For him, the real work was just beginning.